We've got a Canadian folk singer called Jen Grant in the breakfast studio. Jen Grant is on a second tour of this country after the runaway success of her award-winning fifth album called Compostela, which features a huge array of respected Canadian artists. Her whimsical music is inspired by a childhood spent on the idyllic and remote Prince Edward Island, which lies just off the coast of Nova Scotia in Canada. Jen joins me in the breakfast studio with her partner and guitarist Daniel Ledwell. Jen Grant, Daniel Ledwell, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hello, good morning.
Hi.
Prince Edward Island, let's talk about that. A lot of people know it as the home of Anne of Green Gables, don't they?
That's
is that right?
I was Miss Anne Shirley 1992.
You were Miss
Anne Shirley 1992.
Is that right?
Won $100.
Did you?
Yeah.
Green rolling fields, sandy beaches, is it like that?
Absolutely, yeah. It's beautiful. Unless it's you're there in the winter, then it's the opposite of that.
How did growing up there in that beauty, in that picturesque setting, did that have any influence on your music?
Yeah, there's a lot of imagery from there when I'm writing. And, you know, I think that as a child, learning to sing on my own, it was kind of like in a field, you know, so it was kind of like this free sort of expression.
So when you were little, you were singing. Did you always know you were going to be a singer, a performer?
I always said I wanted to be a singer or an actress when I was little. So, and then I had stage fright for like 10 years.
From what age?
15. I think it was the first time I played a song for a lot of people and everyone stood up and it clapped and it scared me. And so I just waited 10 years until I went back and I went to art school instead and studied painting.
So you nearly went in another direction altogether because of stage fright.
Yeah.
And what got you over that?
I played a show with my two cousins who also had some stage fright. So I think the combination, you know, of that, like us supporting each other, got us through it. And it was just just that first show.
Well, that's amazing, isn't it? 10 years out and then yeah. There you go, off you go. That next performance must have been a cracker because...
Oh, it was pretty quiet.
Your trademark is collaboration. And this album has performances from a huge array of respected Canadian artists. Tell us about that collaboration and who you draw in.
Well, it was a lot on this album, on Compostela. We actually made most of the record and then decided almost as an afterthought that we wanted to start inviting people in. And Ron Sexsmith is on there and a few other legends like Sarah Harmer, who I'm not sure is toured here, but Ron certainly is on tour here right now. And Buck 65 is a hip-hop artist from Canada. And I just think that I wanted the album to have sort of a celebratory feel and kind of create like a time capsule of some friends at the time, and that's what.
And they were your friends?
Oh yeah, they're all my friends. Yeah.
So that sort of collaboration with fellow Canadians, it's a bit of a thing that happens with Katie Lang did it too, didn't she?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And Jane Sibri, I think a lot of you have done this.
Women. Mm-hmm.
These Canadians just love Canadian musicians. What are you going to perform for us this morning, Jen?
This is called "No One's Gonna Love You Quite Like I Do."
Let's hear it.
All right, thank you.
Memory, 'cause I'm going out there.
No One's Going to Love You Quite Like I Do. Jen Grant, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Jen Grant there. No One's Going to Love You Like I Do. She was accompanied by Daniel Ledwell live in the Breakfast Studio. Her album is called Compostela. It's won a swag of awards. She's here in Australia at the moment. If you're in and around Sydney, she's at the Django Bar in Sydney coming up shortly. And I'm sure there's some other dates besides.
We'll it's the last show of the year.
That's the last show of the year. Oh, well. Then you heard it here on The Breakfast Studio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 25 minutes to 9.